Okay, today is Daf Ches Amud Aleph, or actually on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, first word of Ches Amud Aleph, top line. And we're in the middle of discussing, actually sort of a continuation from yesterday, sort of a new topic, the Shavin, top line, the Shavin, and the Rebbe, and the Chachamim, while they had a machloket, whether or not, what was the machloket that they had, remind me, whether or not a Kohen Gadol can bring a private chatos for Avodah Zarah, right? I said yesterday, a Kohen Gadol never brought a Kohen Chatos. Never brought one, right? So a Kohen Gadol never brought a Kohen Chatos. Fascinating thing. Rashi says, we're going to get to it on Yud Aleph. Never bring the karma chatos except machlokes about avodah zarah. Right? That was the machlokes. B'shav and Jain maybe asham talui, but they both agree gedunt that a kohen gadol, and also a tzibur, right? I'm sorry. A Kohen Gadol, or just a Kohen Gadol. B'shavin, she'ein nevi asham talui. They both agree. Rebbe and the Chachamim both agree that a Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an asham talui. D'chiv, like it says, d'chiv ro'olav ha'kohen al shigagas v'ashal shagag. Right? Rebbe Omar, mi shekol cheto b'shagag. Just like somebody, only somebody who brings a korban chatos, yotzah zeh, she'ein kol chato b'shkaga, ela behelam davar. So too, right? Not all his chatoim are brought with a korban chata. In other words, says Rebbe, who brings an asham talui? Only somebody whose all his sins can be forgiven with a korban chata. A Kohen Gadol's sins are not forgiven with a korban chata. Only avodah zarah according to him, right? So the Gemara says, miti kol ksiv. Doesn't even say the word call in that pasuk. So Gemara says, listen to this. In, yeah, you're right. It doesn't say the word call, but it says if it said the word call. Why? The im kain nichtov al shigigatso. Lama li asher shagag, extra word. The things that you sinned, the mistake that you made a mistake. Hakamash malan, the ad de ikka kol cheto vishkaga. It has to be, all your sins have to be available to be forgiven with a carbon chata. Such a person brings an Asham Talui. Since the Kohen Gadol cannot be Mechaber with a Chaz, fine, Avodah Zarah, yeah, but it's not all of them, he will never bring an Asham Talui. Can we read the parentheses? Yatzal Mashiach, She'ein Kol Chato B'Shtaga, Ela B'Avodah Kochavim, Velo B'Shar Mitzvot, Ela V'Helam Dover, M'Shiga Agat Maita, right? A Kohen Gadol just never brings a Chazah, unless, two exceptions. Number one, it's Avodah Zarah, and number two, he made a Psach for it first. The Rabbanon, they hold like this, much more simple. Because they hold that even a carbon for a bonus zarah he doesn't bring. Mi shechato bishkaga, only someone who makes mistakes for shogeg. Then that person has the potential to bring a carbon what? Carbon chata. Yotza Mashiach, excluded from that is a Kohen Gadol, she'ein cheto bishkaga. He never brings a chata. Lo b'avodas kochavim, lo b'shar mitzvot, ella behelam davar, the only way Kohen Gadol can ever bring a chata is if he first paskins for himself, follows that stock, bishogig, then im helam davar shegat maisa. Then he'll bring the chata. So he never brings an ashram. That's called the par helam davar anyway. He never brings the carbon chata. He never brings the carbon ashram talis. What? It's not a classic shogig because it's preceded by a stock. What? Yeah, but he made a mistake. It's a mistake. I forgot a Shabbos. If you told me it was Shabbos, I never would have done that. If you told me I'm wrong, I never would have done that. It's a mistake. The point is, it's based on a fact. Exactly. Okay, next Mishnah. Ein Bezdin Chayavin. Bezdin is not Chayav to bring a carbon power hell and bubber. Ad until Shiyoru, the psak is the davar shezadono kare, It has to be something that will bring somebody to kares, and also b'shigigato chata. And also, if it's done by mistake, you bring a carbon chata. Pesach and mila, you get kares if you don't do it, but there's no chata. Right? If somehow they make a psak wrong with pesach or mila, there's no chata. Yes, kares, yes, chata, no. That would not be on the list. And also, every losase that you don't get kares for, it's also not on the list. Well, right? It's only something where if you did it, you get kares. It means if you did it for beitin, you get kares. If you did it for shogeg, you would get chatas. Only those people, only those mitzvot can be a haram lover anyway. Okay? The, right, it's, it alludes to that. So it's ein bezin chayv. Okay, who brings it? Okay. So, there are 36 mitzvot in the Torah that you, give you, that you get kares for. Okay? Five of them are not in this list. Five of them are not in this list. What are the five? Pesach and Mila are two. Megadei is a lav she'en bo ma'isa. So if there's a lav she'en bo ma'isa, there's no chatas. Okay? And Tumas Mikdash and Tumas Kiddushav are both a carbon oliviori. A chatas, really. This is just, you have a heter, you can spend cheaper if you're poor. Right? Those are the five. So the whole Masechta only is about 31 mitzvahs anyway. Right? So it's from 36 down to 31. It's the whole, right? It's the whole thing already. Which is only 14 blocks, so it's not that crazy. Right? The whole thing is only 31 mitzvahs. Right? It's gotta be those two criteria. It's only 36 to begin with, and we just took away five. Okay? V'chein Mashiach. Same din, Chaykhodal. Same din. The law of Avodas Kochavim, and also idol worship, same story. Ad Shiyor al Davar Shezidono Kari. It has to be a psak, something that you can get kari's for. The Shigas al Chata. And a shogig if you did it, the shogig. The Mepharshim say, Tosfos says, for example, if you kiss an idol, you'll get kari's for that. You know why? Because it's not, unless it's the derech. It has to be something. The only way you can get kares if it's the idols worship that way, like throwing a stone at Markulus is worship that way, or anything that was done in the Beit HaMikdash, like bowing or sprinkling or ketores. But if you sweep and make it clean, and you give it a hug, you give it a handshake, that's not mutter, that's idol worship, you don't get kares for that. So again, if they mattered, oh, you're allowed to handshake an idol, you'll walk over and give it a pat on the back. That's mutter. If they did that, that's not a Zafar Halam Dabar. Which makes sense, by the way, because when we said earlier, what's a detail? We said bowing, but without prostrating your whole body. Right? You give a bow. That, right? That makes sense, because it's bowing. Right? That makes sense. Right? Because, no, right, it wasn't done in the basement. It's not considered worship that is courage. What? Right, it does make sense. It does make sense. It's usher. If you're doing it to the intention of idol worship, it's usher. That's not an avera. It's not an avera. But if you do it because you want to worship it, how do you worship it? I'll give it a kiss. I'll give it a kiss. I'll give that a kiss. That's not, it's usher to do that. You don't get courage for that. Minolon, how do you know all this? The Tanya. This is like classic Derishava out of left field. You know, like the word's going to be out of left field to make it Derishava. But the first one's not. Rebbe Omer, Namar Khan Oleha. It says, where does it say Oleha? It says Oleha by Parhel Abdavar. V'namar Lahalon Oleha. And it says Oleha over there. Where's over there? By the Isser of not marrying two sisters. Okay? By the Isser of not marrying two sisters. It says Oleha. Mala halon, just like my two sisters, right? Davar shezidono kares v'shigigas l'chata. Just like over there, it's something which, if you do that, you get kares, and if it's for shogeg, you can bring a chata. How do you know that? That's the iser. That's the punishment for two sisters. Leave that aside. We did that already in Masechta Yevamot. So we're going to get back to Yevamot a little bit, very little. So, but take it for granted that's a truism. That if you have two sisters, the iser is kares, right? If they're both alive. The iser is kares, and if you did a shogeg, He married, he didn't know they were sisters. He did it for shogeg, so you could bring a chatas for that. So too, afkan, so too, by parhel of davar, davar says don't acquire since you got a chatas. Same story. Says the Gemara, ashkechan zibor. That's for a zibor. Very lovely. Mashiach menala. How do you know the same story for Kohen Gadol? The Gemara says, la'ashmat ha'am. I had that already yesterday. We said, la'ashmat, he has to bring a carbon, la'ashmat, so he kills la'am. What is la'am? He's just like the am, right? Harei Mashiach kitzibur. Nasi, what about a nasi? What about a melech? Yalif, mitzvos, mitzvos. Ksiv, gabe nasi, it says by nasi, ba'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. Uksiv, ba'tibur, and it says by tibur, ba'asu achas mikol mitzvos. Ma tibur, just like by the tibur. Davar shesedono karet v'shikagat of chatot. Af nasi, davar shesedono karet v'shikagat of chatot. Okay? So, ask Tosfos, ask the Rajva, why don't we learn the Kohen Gadol from the same Gzeir Shava as mitzvot? Because it also apparently says mitzvot by Kohen Gadol. So, why don't we learn the same Gzeir Shava by Kohen Gadol? Okay? I'm sorry. Right. Why don't we learn the same Gzeir Shava? Why do we learn the dinim of a Kohen Gadol from La'ashmat Ha'am? Learn it out of a Gzeir Shava that we just did from Melech. Mitzvos, mitzvos. So Rashi gives two answers. First of all, one answer is we don't make up our own Gzeir Shavas. Right? Because we didn't have a Masorah for that. We don't make up our own Gzeir Shavas. Then he says something very interesting. He says, learning it out of La'ashmat Ha'am is better. Better to learn it out of La'ashmat Ha'am. You know why? Because it's preferish in the Pasuk. Preferish in La'ashmat Ha'am. Your ashama, your guilt offering is la'am, just like the nation. Whatever the nation does, you do. It's almost black and white. It's almost black and white. They're shava. They're shava from two sisters to Kyle and Dover. I mean, it's a wild. We always know they're shava. You can't touch it. It's a they're shava. It's part of the Torah. Okay, the Rashi's coming along. Yeah, but a drush is much better. Right? It's fascinating. It's almost like a they're shava is almost like a last resort. You know? Last resort, I'll go to a they're shava. If I don't have to do that, I won't do that. Fascinating. Yachid, what about a regular person? How do you know a regular person, the only time he brings a carbon chatzot is if it's amazing, it would be curries. Right? Is that true? No, that can't be true. Yeah, Yachid. Right. Amar Kra, v'yim nefesh. It says v'yim nefesh. V'yilmod tachton me'elyon. You learn out Tachton me'elyon means it's in the very previous parsha, so the parshas are connected. Tachton means what one is in tachton me'elyon, one is in perek dalet pasuk chavdayin, and the previous one is in perek dalet pasuk chavbein. The five took them apart, but there's a word, there's a vav over there. Tosfos explains it's like a v'im connected to two parshas, so it's one big parsha. We're going to say this five times today. Tachton me'elyon. Below Avodas Kachavim Achiyoru, Avodas Kachavim Menolim. How do you know Avodas has the same rule? The Tana Rabbanan, Lepishi Yasa Avodas Kachavim Udom Ba'atma, since Avodas Zara was singled out because it has its own rules. Why does it have? In what way does it have its own rules? You bring different korbanos. Yachal, I would think you chayavin, you should be chayav afil al davar she'ezudon okar v'shigot sochatos. Since Avodas Zara has its own rule, it's probably more strict, and maybe you should bring a korban even if it's not. B'shoge, not b'mezid, kareis b'shoge chatos. Ne'emar kan me'ene, it says over there me'ene, ne'emar lahalam me'ene, and it says me'ene by parhelam davar, ma lahalam davar shesedona kareis b'shigasa chatos, af kan davar shesedona kareis b'shigasa chatos. Same story. Ashkechan tibur, that's true for a tibur. Yachid nasi mashiach menalam, a yachid, a melech, a kongadol, how you know, same story. Same story what? That they bring different karbanos. Also, if it's a mazid and a shogig, if the bikaris of a mazid and chatas for shogig, you bring a parhelam davar for it. Amar kra, v'yinefesh achas, says v'yinefesh achas. Echad yachid, echad nasi, echad mashiach, kula mechal nefesh achas. They're all people. V'yilmo taktam yelyon, and we learn out from the previous parsha that a tzibur does this. The tzibur does it, so too a yichidim do it. Good. Now, panicha, this all makes sense. That makes sense if you use the word Aleha. from two sisters to teach you this derushava. That all makes sense. Ella l'rabanan, but of course the rabanan the mafile la'aleha. They use the word la'aleha. The word la'aleha is written in the pasuk that says you shouldn't marry two sisters. It says la'aleha. What do they do with that word? Not that it's derushava. They learn something else. What do they learn? The opening mission of the Tetzel Sivam, that if a man marries two sisters, if a man marries a woman, and he dies without children, the brother cannot do Yibum on this woman, A, if she's an Arayat to him. For example, let's say it's his daughter, right? His brother married his niece, right? Two brothers, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben marries Shimon's daughter. And Reuben died without children. Shimon's not allowed to marry his own daughter. What? Of course not, right? The mitzvah of Yibum. So the word Allah teaches you that the mitzvah of Yibum is not docha, the issa of marrying your own daughter. That's number one. And number two, that the same, let's say it would be an arayas to one of the kohanim. Right? In other words, what does that mean? Tzvar. It says, right, La Arayas Vitzaros. Arayas and Tzaros. I'm sorry. Well, let's say Reuven is married to two women. One of them is Shimon's daughter, and one of them is some woman from who knows where. Then Reuven dies without kids. He can't marry his own daughter. That he can't do. He can't take his daughter and leave him. He doesn't take the co-wife either. Right? The co-wife also not. That's what we learn out from all that. Remember that from Yivamas? Anyway, that's the whole thing we're going to do about Yivamas. Anyway, so he learns out that word to teach you that whole din by Yivamas. So how does he know that a chatas and a parom davar are only by things where a shogeg is the chatas and mebeis that it's courage? Davar shesdono courage fishigigas of chatas min nalahu. Where do they learn that from? Says the Gemara, nafkalahu from the following thing. Like Yeshua ben Levi told his son, Torah achas hiyalachem. One Torah, lo'ose b'shkaga, v'hanefesh asher tasa b'yad rama. This is the parasha Shalach. It's a parasha over there that talks about bringing a certain carbon, but it never says what the Aveira is. It never says what the Aveira is. What is the Aveira over there? The Aveira is idol worship. But it never says what the Aveira is. It never says it. It just says what the carbonos are. It hints to it. It says, Biyad Rama, you were brazen. And then it says, Kidvar Hashem Baza. And the Gemara is going to say, you're Mavazah. What are you Mavazah? You're Mavazah, the Aseret HaDibros. Let's start off with, don't worship idols. The Gemara is going to flesh that out in a few minutes. What do you see from here? It says Torah Achas. It says Torah Achas, and it's talking about idol worship, even though it never says it. Hikshu Kol Torah Kula, Avodas Kochavim. The whole Torah is compared to idol worship. Ma, Avodas Kochavim, Shechayav and Al-Zadon HaKarish, Bal Shechagat HaKatas, just like idol worship, it's something, which is B'mezis Karish. B'shogit Chatas, Afkan, Chayav and Al-Zadon HaKarish, Bal Shechagat HaKatas. Okay? Ashkechan Yachid. That's only true by a Yachid. Nasi, Mashiach, Bein avodas kochavim, bein b'shar mitzvos. I'm sorry. Ashkan yachid nasi u'mashiach. Bein avodas kochavim b'shar mitzvos. Tzibur min olam, because it says nefesh. Tzibur is not a nefesh. So how do we know the tzibur? Yalat el yom itachton. Well, it's all the same parsha. The Rebbe, Hadar b'shur ben Levi, my avid lay. What does Rebbe do with the drasha of Rebbe Shur ben Levi? He learns out from the Gdereshava of Aleha Aleha. So what does he do with this drasha over here? With the whole Torah is compared to idol worship. What does he do with that? Mafik Lelet Tanya. He used it for the following part. This is the only hard part of today's time. Lefisha Matzinu. Since we know Shechalak HaKata Bein Rabim Yechidim. Since we know that by idol worship there's a difference. The Torah makes a difference between Rabim and a Yachid. Why? Yechidim Rabim b'sayim. If a rabim of the majority of a city worship idol, they get sayim. That's called an ir hanidach. Umamonim avad, but their money gets destroyed. Yechidim just opposite. It's skila. They get skila. mumonam pala, but their money is not destroyed. Yachal, I would think, since we make such a big difference when it comes to maidens, nechlach v'karbonos sehem, we should make a distinction when it comes to show gigs. Talmud lomar, Torah achad, it's not only one Torah. Okay? That's what he does, that one those words. Now, here's the only hard part. Masachor Chilk Yimei HaGrunya. Chilk Yimei HaGrunya asks, well, time of the lo chalak hakatzah. So, very good. You tell me this drasha that we don't distinguish between karbanos, between a tzibur and a yachid. But, hachalak, havamin a nechlak? My nighty. How are you going to distinguish what would you bring? He said, oh, if it would be a yachid, then we would bring karbanos that are never brought in any other context. Just like by Avodah Zarah. We have such a huge difference between a tzibur and a yachid, so too, by karbanos, I would have thought, make a huge difference between a tzibur and a yachid. Says Rabbi Chilkiah, well, what would you have done different? What kind of karbanos would you like to bring? Nicey par? Want to bring a cow? Tzibur. Bashar mitzvot with the nicey. That's what a tzibur brings. Nicey par la'ola mitzir l'chata? How about that? Tzibur ba'avodas kochav with the nicey. So the tzibur brings for idol worship. Nasi tzir, want to bring just a tzir? Nasi b'shar mitzvah to the ma'asi. That's what a nasi brings. Nasi tzira, yachid nami haino karbana. That's what the yachid brings. Right? Says the, tells us a rush, there's no hafamina that we would bring a karban that's not found in the Torah. Oh, how about, why don't you bring a ram and that crazy thing? No, it's all within the framework of what Torah says are available karbanos. So if you look through all the available karbanos, there's nothing even there. Right. So from Chilkiah it says, oh, you learned from this that you wouldn't have made a distinction between the karbanos. What distinction would you have made? Let's go through the list. Everything's taken. There's no new thing available. Says the Tosafot Rush, because you can't go outside the box. You want to go outside the box, you can bring anything, right? Don't go outside the box. So within the framework, what's available? They're all taken. Everything's taken. So what was your whole drasha? So the Gemara answers, Yitzchak, Sagadai, I would have thought, tell you what, Nicey, what? Tibur, what would the Tibur bring? Nicey, Par La'ola, Fisheir L'chatas. Ha Nicey, Ifcha, the other way around. Par L'chatas, Fisheir La'ola. Bring it the other way around. Right. That's a suggestion. That's not outside. Inami, or, you're right. Sorry. Vein lo takana. You're right. You have to bring. Get up from the brink. Why? Because we can't think outside the box. Nothing available. Mash Malan, we don't say that. Don't say the guy's got nothing to bring. He did a terrible avera. Big mistake. Not mistake. No kabbalah to bring. Why? It's all taken. Everything's been taken already. Get nothing left. Don't Mash Malan, don't say that. Okay? A parallel endeavor. Right. We would have thought that we make a distinction between Rav and Yechidim. By the Mesa we do that. The distinction between Ir Nidachat and not Ir Nidachat. I would have thought, let's divide up the Karbanos for Rav and Yechid. No, we don't do that. Hi, right, what are we going to divide up? What's available? Either nothing's available, or you switch around the chassid. Oh, look, I can find something available, or nothing available. And the guy's got to wait till 120. Kamashal, we don't see any of that. The Kuli Alma, everybody hold. The Kuli Alma, the Aski Ktivi Hani Kra Avodasu Ktivi. Everybody agrees that parsha there in Parsha Shlach is talking about idol worship. My mashma, how do you know that? Never said, the whole parsha there, it never said that it's idol worship. It says that somebody acts beyond Rama. He acts brazenly, beyond Rama, right? With a strong arm. Never says what it is. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, V'itayim Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Le Am Kedi. Some say there's no attribution. Amar Kra, V'chi Sasku, V'lo Sasu, it's called Mitzvah Te'ela. Right? Ezehu mitzvah shishakula kachala mitzvot. Which mitzvah, Rashi says in Shalach, by the way. Which mitzvah is compared to all the mitzvot? Avi Omer, zu avodas kochavim. That's idol worship. Right? Rashi says even deeper. that it says Tivar Hashem Baza, and Yimavaza that there's a Dibros. The first one. The Rebbe Tana Amar Kra, Ashadib Hashem Moshe, the Tziv Hashem Hashem Aleichem Biad Moshe. So who said this mitzvah? Hashem and Moshe. Ezehu mitzvah, she dibur shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tziva ayde Moshe. Which mitzvah did Hashem say, and which mitzvah did Moshe say? The answer is, it's only idol worship. Why? Haviomer, zavodot tochav. Why? The Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, Anochi, v'lo yilecha, the first two dibros, b'piyat bur shemanu. Hashem said it himself. It's the only mitzvah Hashem said himself. Everything else was said through Moshe. And Rashi points out, it says in other places in the Torah, don't worship idols. So Hashem said it, and also Moshe said it. It's only idol worship. Some ask, what about Mila? Mila is also connected to Torah Kula. Yeah, but Mila is also said by Hashem. It was only said by Moshe. Right? So the only one that was said by Hashem and by Moshe is idol worship. The very Bishmal Tana, very, very, figure this Gemara out. It's so complicated. Listen to this Gemara. This is a pasuk in Bamidbar, and it says like this. L'min hayom asher tziva Hashem v'hala v'doroseichem. Right? In other words, Ezehu mitzvah shehi nemra b'tzchila. What's the first mitzvah that was ever given? Havi Omer, Avodas Mechavim. First mitzvah given was Avodas Mechavim? On whose list? Nobody. Some say the first mitzvah given to Adam Rishon was Avodah Zarah. That's what some say. We're going to reject it anyway, because it's going to say like this. Wait a minute. It says the Gemara, Babar Mar, Eser mitzvot to Stavu Yisrael b'mara. There were 10 mitzvot given in Mara. Now, we don't even know what those 10 were. We know what some of them were. So some say, well, Avodah Zarah must have been on that list. Otherwise, the whole thing is very difficult. Gemara, what's Gemara talking about? The Gemara says, Ella Machbarta Kizashaninan Meikara. You're right. This Bulima's objection. We have the other one. The other one is that Moshe said it and Hashem said it, the Avodah Zarah, or the Parshan Shalach is talking about Avodah Zarah. That we all have good. This drush is very difficult. The first mitzvah said in Avodah Zarah, where's that? Who said that? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Puruvu, it's Mara, we don't know anything about Mara. We don't know what those. We know Shabbat. We know Paraduma, maybe Kibbutz Beit. We don't know what was the rest of them. We don't know what they were. Some say, well, the first one of those must have been a Avodah Zarah. That's rejected. We're back to the other drush. Okay. So before we say the next Mishnah says like this: Ein chayavin al asei v'alosa asei sheva mikdash. There's no parhelam davar for an asei or a losa asei that takes place in the Beit HaMikdash. Why not? Because it's a carbon oliviori. Right? There are five times you bring a carbon oliviori. What are the five? Who remembers from Sefer Shavuot? You get an extra cookie by the Kiddush. Who remembers? Somebody who swears falsely. First of all, somebody who swears falsely regarding Eidos. Someone who swears falsely regarding Eidos. Number two, someone who swears falsely regarding a Shavuot bitui. I didn't eat that. And then oh yeah, I did eat that. Right? That's number two. Number three is Tumas Mikdash, Ukidashav. Number four is a Yoledes. And number five is a Mitzorah. Four and five is only two price levels. The other three, there are three price levels. Okay? There's no parhelam davar for any of them. Why not? Because it's not a chatas. What is it? It's an Olivior. Olivior is a chatas. But it's a price chatas. It's not on the list. They may be in Asham Talui Allah Sayyid Rabbah Sase Sheva Mikdash. There's also no Asham Talui for an Asay or a Loh Sase in the Mikdash. Why not? Because an Asham Talui is only if you did it Peshogi, it would be a Chatos. Since if you did Tumas Mikdash Peshogi, it's not a Chatos. It's an Olivio rate. Therefore, if you don't know if you did it, there's no Asham Talui. By the way, what the equivalent of the Asham Talui is, the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. We just learned that in Mishavot, remember? Remember Yediyah Dechila, Yediyah Batov, remember all that? Avol chayav and alasei dialos asei shebenida, but you would be chayav for an asei or a los asei regarding hilchas nida. Umevim asham toloi alasei dialos asei shebenida, and you also bring an asham toloi if you make a mistake on an asei or a los asei of nida. Says the Be'er Sheva, I don't know why the Mishnah picked out of all the mitzvahs to pick nida, but that would have been true than what the Mishnah said. Right, whatever mitzvah the Mishnah would have picked as an example, you would ask, why did you pick that one? Right? So why do you pick Nida? I don't know. Now, Ezehu mitzvah tasei shebenida? What's the mitzvah tasei regarding Nida? Parosh min hanida. Parosh min hanida. What does parosh min hanida mean? Stay away from the Nida. Look at Rashi. It's on the right side, all the way down, right where the next Mishnah begins. See it there? It says parosh min hanida. See parosh min hanida? Klomar. What does that mean? Stay away from Nida. Besamuch levesta, when she's about to get her period. Besamuch levesta, nearby. How do you know it's nearby? Because she keeps a calendar. And she knows when she got it last month. And she knows her interval date. Or she's a kavua. To everyone, it's always the same story. When it's close, how close? So we said one ona. Is it 12 hours before? Is it 24 hours before? Different chumras. That's what it means. Kedei shlotei ru'uya b'shas tashmish. That's going to be a disaster. During tashmish, you're going to discover she's nida. That's terror. It's a big avera. Dechsev v'darzim es b'nei Yisrael kedei mefarish b'gemar b'sefer shavuos perkedias atoma. Everyone jumps on Rashi. Not being with your wife half a day or a day before she becomes a nida is a doraisa. That's a doraisa. Not a doraisa. What's Rashi talking about? Others say no. Others say that the Tosfos of the Rosh Hashanah is actually talking about the Rabbanah. We're Polish from our wives before they become Nidas because of the Rabbanah, the Raisa. So they say that the case is what it means to be Polish means when you're with your wife. This is a very, very unusual case. When you're with your wife, and while you're with her, you discover, she tells you, you discover she's a Nida, but the halacha is, you have to wait till your Aver becomes a mace, and then be Polish. That's a Dinda Raisa. Why? Because if it's not, then there's a Hanah when you're Polish. It's the wait till the Aver is a mace, then you're Polish. That's the case of Polish Medanida. So if Bezin makes some kind of mistake about Polish Medanida, that's a good mistake. That would give you a parallel and double. Okay? And a mitzvah is Lotase. What's a Lotase? Al Tav Al Nida. Don't have relations with Anida. Right? Stay away from Anita, but she's a lost, but she's a real Anita. But not Hani Mili. How do you know the Tibur lo mechayvei carbon ba'alma? How do you know that a Tibur never brings a carbon olav yorei? I'm sorry. How do you know that unless it's a carbon kavua, unless it's a real chata, as opposed to a carbon olav yorei, there's no parhalam davar. V'yachid asham talad namilo. And a yachid also doesn't bring an asham tola in the same circumstance. How do you know that? Right, the carbon olav yorei. How do you know that there's no asham tola by olav yorei? I'm not sure if I went into the base to make this. I don't know. If I went in, I went in for shogig, but I don't know. There's no asham tola for that. How do you know? Amar vitzchav aravimi namar ba'asham bichatos ba'asham toloi. I'm not sure how to read that. Nemar v'ashem b'chatos, v'ashem b'chatos, u'v'ashem tolui. It says the word ashem by chatos and by ashem tolui. But nemar v'ashem u'b'tzibur. Ma v'ashem b'yachid b'chatos kavua, just like a yachid. Only time they bring the chatos. If it's kavua, as v'ashem u'b'tzibur b'chatos kavua. So too, the only time a tzibur is going to bring a parhel of davar is if it's a chatos kavua. Omri, wait a minute. Ihachi covered all of your nami. Hoksiv, Hoyakiyesham, Lachat, Ve'ele. Right? But it's the word Asham is also written by all of your reign. It's also written by all of your reign. The Gemara says, Donin Asham min Ashemo, Ve'ein Donin Asham min Ye'esham. No, that word's too different. Don't think so. But the word's too different. Says the Gemara, big deal. It might not be Nida, so it's different. So what? We have a zero shavu. It's not even the same word. But Tani Tevei Rabbi Shmuel, the shavu koinu baha koin. We have a zero shavu with shav and ba. Not even the same word. It means the same thing. It means the koin comes. The koin comes. Zui shiva, zui bia. So it means the same thing. So what do you mean you can't use a zero shavu? Because the Gemara answers. You're right. Oh, and also neilas min ba ashe mitumas mitzvah shukadasha. There's also ashe. Written by Thomas Mikdash of Kedashav. Dechsiv, Behu Tomei Ba'ashem, right? Tamar Papa, you're right. If Dereshava can't be from the word Ba'ashem, then we have problems. Because there's too many Tukim that have the word Ashem, and we don't want to include those Tukim. So therefore, we're going to make the Der Shabbat bigger. No, it's not. Amar Papa, done it. Ba'ashem, u'mitzvah Hashem, and ba'ashem, u'mitzvah Hashem. Right, three words. Amar Rav Shimon bar Ashi Rav Papa, so what? B'nei'elev ba'ashem, b'nesiyas avon, min ba'ashem, b'nesiyas avon. Learn out the Der Shabbat from the Nesiyas avon. And the Nesiyas avon is better. Why? Because that will include so much Mitzvah Shukadashav. Ella, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. I don't understand that concept. We'll learn out this Gzeira Shava. So then said that, well, I didn't have a Masor for that Gzeira Shava. Well, he bothered me. I have a Masor for this Gzeira Shava. I don't know why no one says that. So therefore, we made the Gzeira Shava even bigger. It's not three words, it's six words. And don't tell me about Shmias Kol. Shmias Kol means Eidot, or Shavuot, these types of things. Because it doesn't say all those words. Okay, I want to actually try to do the Mishnah. Mishnah is a continuation of the Mishnah we just said. Ein chayavin al shmiat kol. There is no olaviyoreid on edut, right? Shmiat kol means edut. What does edut mean? You gave false testimony. B'shogeg. I thought I saw that event. Right? There's no carbon olaviyoreid for false testimony b'shogeg. Why not? Because it's carbon olaviyoreid. Right? It's not a normal chatas. It's an olaviyoreid. It's depending on how rich you are. Ein chayavin al shmiat kol. Also, b'albitus v'fasayim. Also, on a shavua. Also, b'altumas mitzvah shukadasha. So, more repetitive. The Rishonim put, the Mepharshim point out, it's repetitive for the next line. This we didn't have before. V'hanasi kiyotze behen. A melech, same exact story. Divrei, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Just Nasi chayev b'kula. A Nasi is chayev in all of it, put except mishmias kol. Except for edus. Why? Because melech don't give edus. They can't give testimony. The whole thing could never come up. He gave edus that was a b'shogeg. It's impossible. Why? Shamelech, lo don. A melech can't be a dayan. V'lo don and oso. He can't be judged. Lo meyid, he can't give testimony. Lo meyid and also, he can't give testimony on him. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Kiva, I agree with you about the other two, not about a melech. Right? It's never going to happen. How can a melech ever make a mistake regarding Jesus? He's never did Jesus. Amar Ula, my time with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that a melech does not bring the carbon over your rate? Right? Amar Kra, Hoya ki yesham la'achas me'eleh. Kol shem mitzchayev achas mitzchayev b'kulon. Yichayev in one, yichayev in all. She'ein mitzchayev b'achas. If you're not chayev in one of them, ein mitzchayev b'kulon. You're not chayev in all of them. Now, since a melech, what's the reason there? So the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, since a melech can't give edus, and therefore that carbon olaviyoreid will never happen for a melech, so too the other reasons you bring a carbon olaviyoreid also don't apply to a melech. That's the Rabbi Yossi Aglili shita. Rabbi Akiva argues on that. Rabbi Akiva says, no, a melech, by edus I agree with you, by the other ones I don't agree with you. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up on here tomorrow. And we'll finish the parak tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.